Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Ms. Auntie Janet.
Yes, good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Can't complain.
Well, good, good.
So far, it's just you and I, so we're just waiting on the rest.
Okay. I'm sure the others are on their way. How was your week?
I'm sorry, I'm up here coughing. I can't hear you. Loretta?
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello, Loretta.
Well, good evening, Auntie.
Good evening.
Okay, do you want me to go ahead and get started reading? Oh, wait a minute.
Wait just one more minute.
Okay.
Okay, Liv, we have Mom and Pop join.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have someone else that joined.
Auntie Dot.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome. Okay, Loretta, you may start reading now.
Okay, I'll be picking up in Exodus 6. Now you will see what I shall do to Pharaoh, the Lord told Moses, for he must be forced to let my people go. He will not only let them go, but will drive them out of his land. I am Jehovah, the Almighty God, who appears to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Though I did not reveal my name Jehovah to them, and I entered into a solemn covenant with them, under its terms, I promised to give them and their descendants the land of Canaan where they were living. And now I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel in slavery now in the Egyptian, and I remember my promise. Therefore, tell the descendants of Israel that I will see, that I will use my mighty power and perform great miracles to deliver them from slavery and make them free. And I will accept them as my people and be their God. And they shall know that I am Jehovah, their God, who has rescued them from the Egyptians. I will bring them into the land I promised to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It shall belong to my people. So Moses told the people what God had said, but they wouldn't listen anymore, because they were too dispirited after the tragic consequence of what he had said before. That was the reading out of Genesis 6, 1 through 9. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
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 All right.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, let me do a roll call. Got Auntie Betty to join us.
Yes.
Welcome. Good evening.
Evening.
We also have Auntie Dot, Mom and Pops, Auntie Janet, and Loretta, and myself, Angela. Okay. Let's go ahead. Well, Loretta, we didn't say who was facilitating. You wanted me to facilitate?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. No problem. Before we get started today, I just want to go ahead and assign parts so you'll know what section you're going to be reading, and then we'll come back to the beginning of our lesson. For the steadfast faith, I would like Auntie Janet to read the bowl and Auntie Betty to read the other. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, not right now. Just I'm just going to assign the lessons. For speaker one. Okay. Mom, would you do that?
Okay.
Okay, and that's where it starts in his parable. And then the next speaker, Pops, would you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like we have another caller. Hold on. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, we are assigning parts right now. Okay. Auntie Dot, will you do the first speaker part on the next page?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure I'm not missing anyone. Auntie Marie, would you like to do the second speaker part on the second page?
I have a problem with my eyes. I just want to sit in and listen.
Okay, no problem. Auntie Betty, would you do that section?
Yeah.
Okay. And then on the next part, the next speaker, Loretta, would you do that part?
Okay.
And also read Luke 18:9-14.
Okay.
Okay. Now keep me honest if I'm missing anyone. Pops, I got another part for you. That you would read Luke 11:5-8. As well as the words on the page. And the last one. Auntie Janet, would you read that last speaker part?
Okay.
Alrighty. And then the last assignment would be the closing responsive reading. Loretta, let's you and I do that.
Okay. You want me to do bold and you do the light print?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. All right.
Give
the corrections on the first speaker on the second page.
Okay. On that section, the first speaker, I think, Dot, you're reading that part. On the last sentence, there's a typo on it. Is the point Jesus was making in this parable is we should put trust in God, not our trust in God. Okay?
Put your trust.
Mm-hmm. Put your trust in God. All right. Thank you guys for your patience on that. And what we'll do at the end of the call, we'll assign the sessions for next week. That way we won't take up this time. Okay.
Let's Amen.
Let's go ahead and get into our agenda, and let's bless this line first of all. If you would please bow your head. Father God, we praise your holy name. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for this opportunity to pray together. Thank you for those that are not here today. But for those that are here, that we're able to worship you, Lord, we rebuke any unholy spirits that may try to be in our presence today. God, we know you are holy, and we know you are not like anyone or anything else. You are the only one who cares. You're the only one who deserves our worship. We lift our hands to magnify you, Lord. You are so great. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and start with the opening responsive reading, Auntie Janet, the bowl, and Auntie Betty.
Since we have been made right in God's sight by faith. We have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us.
Thank you to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to the sharing of God's glory.
Thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
We will continue securely established and steadfast in our faith without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel.
Thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
We will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
We will continue to live in him, rooted and built up in Christ Jesus, our Lord, strengthened in our faith as we were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
Thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that steadfast faith. Okay, the lesson today, we're going to talk about love the Lord your God. When someone asked Jesus which was the most important of all the commandments, he replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength."
In his parable of the wise and the foolish builder, in Matthew 7:24-27 and Luke 6:46-49, Jesus tells of one man who built his house on a foundation of rock, and another one who built a house on sand. The group of people represented by the man who built on the foundation of rock is those who know and obey Jesus' teaching.
In the parable, the two sons, in Matthew 21:28, the father shared his two sons to go to work in his vineyard. The first refused it, but later changed their mind and said, "Go to work." The second son agreed. He was but never actually did. Jesus speaking this parable, he is a person who feel the Lord God will obey his commandments.
The glory of the vine appeared in John 15:1-8. Jesus compared himself to a vine, us to the branches, and God to the garden. Keep on reading.
Yes.
The lesson of the power is we should put our Hello? Keep on reading.
Keep going.
Yeah. Keep reading.
Put our trust in God and do his work on earth. The power of the rich fool appeared in Luke 12:16-21. A successful farm had to build a bigger barn to store all his grain and goods. Once he had done this, he decided he had enough store up to just take it easy. The point Jesus was making in his parable is we should outpress in God rather than in material things.
The parable of the great banquet is found in Luke 14:15-24. A man prepared a feast and invite many guests to dine with him. However, one by one, the guests made up excuse not to come to the banquet. In exploration, the host then invited someone he could find to eat the feast he had prepared. The lesson of this parable is we should be committed to our faith. In the parable of the talent in Matthew 25:14-30, a man went on a journey and left his goods and money in the care of his servants. According to their ability, he gave 5 talents to one servant, 2 to a second servant, and 1 talent to a third servant. The man embarked upon a journey representing Jesus. The first 2 servants represent good Christians. Amen.
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 Loretta, before you start, we had another caller join. Is that Brian? Brian?
It's me.
It's Daniel?
Daniel.
All right, welcome.
Amen.
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 Welcome. Okay, Loretta, you may go ahead.
Okay, the parable of the Pharisees and the tax collector, the reading in Luke 18:9-14, goes on to say, 2 men went to the temple to pray. One was a proud, self-righteous Pharisee, and the other a cheating tax collector. The proud Pharisees prayed this prayer, "Thank God, I am not a sinner like everyone else, especially like that tax collector over there, for I never cheated. I don't commit adultery. I go without food twice a week, and I give to God the tenth of everything I earn." But the corrupt tax collector stood at the distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. He beat upon his chest in sorrow, exclaiming, "God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisees, return home forgiven. For the proud shall be humble, but the humble shall be honored." I did the reading out of Luke 18:9-14 to go along with the parable of the Pharisees and the tax collector. The Pharisee brags about how righteous he is, while a corrupt tax collector who has repeated begged for mercy from God. And the lesson from this parable is we should humble ourselves in the presence of God.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, love. The problem.
Luke 11:5-8.
Okay.
The lesson of the parable.
You ain't read it, okay. Hey, you supposed to read that from the Bible, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Luke 9:14. Get your Bible.
9:14.
Yeah, Luke 9:14. Bible.
Luke 11:5-8.
Yeah.
We didn't know that at the time.
That's okay. We're all learning.
Okay.
Luke 11:5-8. Okay, here we go now. And it's written to them, "Which of you shall have a friend and to him at midnight and say unto him, 'Friend, lend me,' friend, her mind, is in his journey, has come to me. I have nothing. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble not. He do it not. It's not. Sure. And I are cheering with me in bed. I can rise and hear thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and thee give him, because he is his friend, because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed.
Now
we read
that.
Now I got to read this.
Yes.
The lesson of the parable of the friend who came at midnight is always prayer, and don't give up until the end comes.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Now we
know what to do with
them. Always pray. Mm-hmm. Okay, Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, so I fear not God, nor regard man. Yet, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? This parable, the lesson of this parable, of the persistent widow, is prayer works.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for going through this lesson on love the Lord your God. Okay. I'm going to hand it over to Loretta so that she can do the sick and shut-in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that you are performing right now in Daddy Verna, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Jessica Smith, Angela Burns, Charles and Val, Ruth Edwards, Calvin, Earlene, Tally, Miss Wonder, Rochelle Bessler, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Cheryl, LaTanya, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Eddie Tipman, Lenny and Rayco and the family, the Norris family, Monique, Miss Water and family, Janet Williams, Michael and Denise Moody, Valerie Crockett, Vicki Hussman, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, help them and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. We ask that you help them along their way. Give them the strength that they need daily. We love you and we thank you in advance. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. All right, we're going to talk about our birthdays, starting with September the 7th through September the 13th. Do we have any birthdays out there? Auntie Betty, Napoleon's daughter Sarah, when is her birthday?
Who?
Sarah.
Oh, that's Sarah, granddaughter. I don't know, baby.
Oh, that's right. That's Napoleon. That's right. Hello. I'm giving you another shot.
No, that's all now, right.
I know Katrina's birthday is this month, and Sarah's birthday is this month. We have a Damien's birthday this month. I don't have a date, but maybe we can recognize them. Loretta, when is Kadarius?
Kadarius, oh, his is the 16th.
Okay, let me write that now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will be celebrating Damien, Sarah, and
Damien.
Who's Damien?
Sarah.
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
And Katrina. Okay. Daniel, would you like to sing happy birthday to our birthday girl?
No!
No!
Amy, we out there I'm listening.
You thought I was going to forget about you. I had one for you.
Everybody sing along then, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Even if I forgot about you. Many more.
Many more. Thank you.
Ooh, happy birthday.
All right.
Amen.
All
right. Birthday.
I appreciate
Amen.
That, Danny.
Amen.
Thank you so much. All righty, guys. Now let's get to the fun part of the call. We're going to do our roundtable, and let's share what's on your heart. If you have any praises or testimonies, congratulations, graduations, honorees, new births, poems, and, of course, songs. We love to hear the songs. So I will read down the list, and you will have your turn. If you're not interested in sharing, please just say pass. I would like to start with Mom.
I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 4:4-8, and it's preparative cycle of life. The thing that has been described as a book about rhythm and rut. The teachers speak of cycles of birth and death, youth and aging, poverty and wealth, labor and leisure. The cycle order of things can be seen best in 4:13-16. The poor, wise young man who displays the foolish old king is praised for only a season. Eventually, people no longer rejoice in him. Thus, the cycle is completely and repeated. Thus, all is meaningless. But Ecclesiastes also offers hope for breaking out in the rut, of the rut. And 4 and 5, the point, allude to the dedication balance between work and rest. It say that the foolish fold his hand. He who lacks ambition and a work ethic run himself. On the other hand, all labor and all achievement spring from man's envy. Verse 4, the problem with two handfuls is that it leads to chasing after the wind. Verse 6, the person who is motivated by envy will never have enough. A happy balance is achieved when one holds. One handful will transmit. Verse 6, if we live with a spirit of contentment and gratitude, we have an empty hand to lift in praise, to extend a needed neighbor, or to help lift up a friend. Verse 10, less is best when it is accomplished by quietness. In 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12, Paul describes this lifestyle. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Prayer. Lord, help me to lead a simple life, and that he will keep me in the boundary of habitation that you have appointed for me. May I not slip into filthiness and the core of overboundary. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read a poem by Sidney Watt, Doing God's Work. To get to heaven, how do you do God's work? Some think if they are good and help people, they would be a pest. But the Bible says to do the work of God, just believe on the name of his Son, the only way to get you to heaven, has already been done. That work was done and finished by the death and resurrection of God's Son. Jesus died and rose again, and the victory over Satan was won. The only way we can do to get to heaven is just trust and believe on Jesus' name, receiving Jesus as your Savior and the free gift of salvation claimed. Amen.
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 Praise Lord. God.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. I'm reading from the Daily Bread, and the title is called Like Jesus. Sometimes we make the mistake of viewing the Bible as a list of rules. Certainly obeying God and spending time with him is important, but not because we need to be rule keepers. Jesus and the Father had a loving relationship. When we have a relationship with God, we desire to spend time with him and obey him so we can become more like Jesus. John said, he who says he abides in Jesus ought himself also to walk just as he walked. He's the example we can follow. When we want to understand how to love or how to be humble or how to have faith or even how to set our priorities, we can look at Jesus and follow his heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Auntie Janet, would you go next, please?
Okay, this is a poem taken from my daily devotion, To Crown a Life. Love is the filling from one's own, another's cup. Love is the daily laying down and taking up. A choosing of the stony path through each new day, that other feet may tread with ease a smoother way. Love is not blind, but looks abroad through others' eyes and asks not, must I give, but may I sacrifice? Love hides its grief that others' hearts and lips may sing, and burdens walk than others live. May buoyant wing. Hast thou a love like this within thy soul? To crown thy life with his bliss when thou dost reach the goal. Ecclesiastes Songs 8 and 7 says, many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would utterly be despised. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Janet. Pops, would you go next, please?
Okay. I'll be reading from the Upper Room. And the subject, Looking Beyond. Sandra, experience familiar to you. When have you made assumptions about someone and later learned your assumptions were wrong?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel? What did you do? Recall a time when someone made hasty assumption about you. What was that assumption? Were they accurate? How did those assumptions make you feel? What did you do? How did the other person respond? Read Mark 14:3-9. What assumptions do the onlookers make about the woman? They're not Jesus. How does Jesus respond? What lesson do you take from this story? Sandra reminded us that everyone had this story. And your experience will encourage you to share your story with others. How can you give others faith and support to share their story with you? How do your church, faith community, encourage people to share their story with one another? How does your community reach out to strangers to learn their story? How could you expand their practice? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pop, for sharing. I will go next, and I'm reading out of the book of the Prayer of Jabez. Take our feelings. Do we really understand how far the American dream is from God's dream for us? We're steeped in a culture that worships freedom, independence, personal rights, and the pursuit of pleasure. We respect people who sacrifice to get what they want. But to be a living sacrifice, to be crucified to self, like Jabez, we should plead to be kept from the powerful pull of what feels right to us but is wrong. Lord, keep me safe from temptations that pull at my emotions and my physical needs, that call out to my sense of what I deserve, what I have the right to feel and enjoy, because you are the true source of all that is really life. Direct my steps away from all that is not of you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Daniel, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'm going to read out of Psalms 5, which y'all should know. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. hearkening to the voice of my cry, my King, and my God. For unto thee I will pray. My voice shall be heard. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. I will look up. For there are not a God that have treasure in the wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with thee. Amen.
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 I got another shout out though.
Okay.
Yeah. He on the run, but I'm gonna catch him. Brian. Say hello. Hey y'all.
Hey. Hi Brian, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you gonna share some words with us?
He on the run.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. I'm glad you're listening.
Amen.
Okay. Auntie Marie, would you like to go next? Auntie Marie?
I pass.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Auntie Dot, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm going to read Upper Room and God Presence. As my parents age, they are becoming more and more dependent on my help. I do what I can, but it is not easy since I work and have responsibility in my own immediate family as well. Because life has become such a struggle for mom and dad, our every visit on phone conversations have become fourth on the next list a request they have for me. Sometimes I feel I have become mostly a factory of all their needs. I'm happy to help as much as I can, but I miss just chatting and laughing and laughing and doing things together the way we used to do. This may be how God feels when I pray only when I have a list of requests. I know that God cares about my needs, and I often mention them in prayer, but I very seldom pray just to worship and to be near God. I regret looking to God's mercy as a factor of request. More and more, I realize that God wants more than my request. God wants my heart. God, recognize our heart with love for you. Remind us that our time of communicating together can be not only about our needs, but about our spending time with each other. Amen.
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 And I want to give a praise.
Amen.
And I have a praise that I got to meet my granddaughter last Sunday for the first time.
Amen.
Okay, I didn't hear that. What was that said?
Said it either.
She said she got a chance to meet her granddaughter for the first time.
Oh.
Amen. Again.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's crazy.
Okay. All righty. Before we conclude our call, guys, we want to talk about next week's schedule. Loretta, would you want to assign the parts for next week?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Daniel, do you have your program?
Not yet. I haven't mailed it.
Okay. All right, so for the responsive reading, everybody on the list.
Did I have my program?
Yes, I asked.
Yeah, I got it when we was at my mom's.
Oh,
okay, so you have yours. Okay.
I just ain't looked at it. That's a problem. Let me be honest, okay?
Well, get prepared.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
So what week we on? So what week are we on?
Page 12.
Page 12?
That's for next Sunday.
Okay.
For next Sunday, under the responsive reading, comfort all who's mourn, can we get mom and dad, mom do the bold print?
Okay.
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 All right. For speaker one, can I assign that to Auntie Dot?
Okay. All right.
Speaker two, I think I want to split that up. How about Auntie Janet and Auntie Betty?
Where are you going to split it up?
Auntie Janet, do the bowl. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Speaker, is that speaker two? One, two. Speaker three. How about you and I, Angela? Angela, you.
Okay, you said that again. I'm sorry.
Speaker three, I think that's where we are. On the back page.
That's
back page of 12.
Yeah.
Where it starts with the board.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yes. You read the light and I read the bowl.
Okay.
Okay. And then last speaker, Daniel. And Daddy. Daniel, you read the dog.
No.
The bowl. What?
I can't even
what
see your face.
What did you say?
No.
You say I ought to see this face.
You say you can't hardly see it.
You're going to read the dark prints on the Apostle Paul. You and Daddy, yeah. The Apostle Paul echoes Jesus' sentiment. You got that?
Now for those who are married and all that stuff?
No. Uh-huh, yes. Yes, you'll do the bold and Dad will do the light.
I got a week to get ready, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay.
You ready?
I ain't got the excuse there, huh? I ain't got the book. Mail me the book.
And Auntie Marie, do you want me to assign you to something?
No, because I have a big
one. Okay. Okay. All right. So Angela and Mom do the sponsored reading at the end. So Angela, you'll do the bold and Mama do the light. That's the closing response. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you for that, Loretta.
Y'all have anything for Brian?
Brian, you want me to sign you something? I can.
He can take my line.
Yeah.
No.
It was there.
Brian, okay, Brian, you doing our birthday song?
You gonna do birthday?
Birthday song, yes.
You said amen.
Amen. Okay. All right. Got everything covered.
Okay. Well, it should go smoothly next week. Thank you all for your patience. And let's go ahead and do our responsive reading. We have Ephesians 6:10. The letter of you will start.
finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
On the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood,
but against the rulers, against the authority, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, well, that concludes our program. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to turn it over to you for the closing prayer. But before, is there anything else anyone would like to say before we close out?
So the bold and the unright and light rightness are two people, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Sir.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to be reading, the bold or the unbold?
You're reading the, what did I say?
Bold.
The
you
bowl. You're reading the bowl.
And that's, I'm on the last session, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess I gotta rehearse, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, Loretta, you can go ahead and close it out. Closing prayer.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared.
One shout-out, though. One shout-out before we close it up. The Phantom beat the Saints.
What?
The Phantom beat the Saints.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Don't Phantom. Okay, I pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. The topic today was love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and with all your strength. Amen?
Amen.
Next week, our topic is on family life. May you keep God first in all that you do. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And may God continue to bless America and other nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, we like to say amen, amen,
amen.
And
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We love you all.
Love you too.
Love you. Everybody,
good night, everyone.
Have a
great week. Love
you.
You
like.